This was a traditional Hungarian folk song. With not living that much Hungarians in Auroville, some of those who live here want to enforce the Hungarian culture and traditions here in community. Also to make it more attractive to people from Hungary to come. Today I talked with Bogi about her traditional folk dance class in Verité and preserving home culture.
My name is Bogi and here this is my son Barnabás. And we would like to start this program where kids would have an opportunity to just enjoy this space of Verité Hall and to dance. My idea is that I would like to create a space where adults are also welcome, and I hope that they would enjoy the beautiful traditional folk music and also the dances. And if they feel, we will learn simple steps, but from these simple steps they can have a nice dance with their own style and with their own combination. But this space is also focusing on the kids, so that basically my son is 3 years old and the other kids are also welcome. 3, 2, 7, 10. So different ages, and of course they have their different needs, which is sometimes they just like to run around, sometimes they just like to play, sometimes they join the dances, sometimes they want to dance in circles, sometimes they want to dance in pairs. So we are focusing on their needs. And this space, Verité Hall, is a beautiful space. It is often dance programs are held here, and this is a very powerful, strong space for dances. And I would like to offer this space for the kids of Auroville, so that they also would experience such gatherings. Yeah, I'm talking about Hungarian folk music because I'm originally from Hungary and I have been to Hungary and I experienced some folk dances there. But also this space would be open for other programs. So my idea is that maybe another week would be some other thing, like maybe Catalan or maybe Israeli or maybe Balkan. But as long as there are no other volunteers to hold the space, I'm guiding Hungarian folk music. And I think like there is a technique, it's called Kodály. In Hungarian we say, but in other countries they more know it as Kodály. And this is a technique based on Hungarian folk music. And this, I don't know too much about it, but it is said that it is very developmental. So I thought that maybe if I would bring the Hungarian music and the Hungarian song and the Hungarian dances there, then it would add something to the kids' development.
Meanwhile, Bogi's little son Barnabás wanted to sing a song for me. Afterwards, his mother explains what is special about Hungarian folk music.
Gyere, nocsi szószefi, megveszünk még kaktuszkéle.
So these songs are a combination of songs and movements. So we do different movements like walking, squatting, jumping, all together with the rhythm. And the Hungarian musics and the Hungarian songs has a rhythm. The words are consciously chosen, so they give a rhythm. And I'm also trusting that this kind of rhythm is give some kind of information to the mind, to the brain. Even if they don't understand the words, they get some qualities.
Yeah, right.
The kids and the parents as well.
And where did you learn these songs?
I'm just starting to learn since he has born, so I also new in this, and I'm hoping that this program will eventually evolve week by week.
What does preserving your traditional origins and heritage mean to you, to give it to your kids?
Well, I trust that we choose our nation by a conscious background. So I do trust that if my child is having the Hungarian language and the Hungarian music, then it would be good for him. On the other hand, I'm also part of this big, beautiful community called Oroville, and this big, beautiful family. And I just would like to add as much as I can from my side. And the thing that I most know or also understand maybe better than other people is originated from Hungary. Because I speak Hungarian, because I born there, so I'm trying to share as many things I can. And of course I would like to create the Hungarian pavilion, which I already started to work on.
Bogi's traditional folk dance class is every Tuesday from 5 to 6 p.m. in Verity Hall. Come and enjoy. And as her little son Barnabas would say,
See you tomorrow.